Thailand is facing the greatest threat to its security in many years. Attacks in the country's majority Muslim south have destroyed 20 schools and damaged police stations and caused the deaths of 4 soldiers and 2 police officers. Rebels also took off with more than 100 weapons. Thailand's prime minister has pledged to capture what he calls criminals who staged the attacks. Reporter Duwali Saikautau visited Thailand's deep south and has this report.
Thailand is a predominantly Buddhist country of more than 63 million people, but here in Narathiwat and nearby southern provinces, Muslims number about 6 million and are the majority. Local businessman Weesan Isa has just finished his morning prayers at the Yumiya Mosque near the town's clock tower. As other men rush to work on motorbikes, he explains how locals are feeling. Isa says the citizens here are confused. Like many others, he is asking why anyone would launch the attacks, even wondering if they were staged. Abdurrahman Abdul Samad is the Islamic Religious Council president of Narathiwat.
I can't believe something like this could happen. It's a sad day for Thailand, but I have faith that whoever is responsible will be captured.
Thai Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat says poverty, not Islamic insurrection, is the real culprit. Over the weekend, he promised to help develop the Muslim South, stressing that the people are Thai, like everyone else in the country. An army general who asked not to be identified said Thai forces are making progress in the investigation. At least 3 provinces have been put under martial law and an informal curfew exists. The commander says his duty is to develop trust between the army and local residents, especially by respecting the Muslim customs and culture. The Thai government has been putting out conflicting statements about the causes of instability in the south. Some senior officials blame the attacks on Muslim separatists who want their own state. Some say the different factions have associations to the JI or Jamaat Islamiyah, Southeast Asia's alleged terror network. A number of people have been detained and questioned, including Muslim teachers. At the Muang Narathiwat State School, one of 20 burned during last week's attacks, Muslim teacher Supasini bin Samai asked why the arsonists had to burn schools.
The children are asking what they did wrong, if they offended anyone. They feel very bad.
Her school was most heavily damaged, losing classes for grades 1 through 4, the student co-op store, the nurse's office, and the teacher's lounge. 12-year-old Surakleefni Mano has a message for the people who burned his school. What you did was very bad. By burning our schools, you are preventing us from learning, and at the same time, you took away our confidence and our hope. Residents here say they want life to return to normal soon. Many insist they will not allow fear to drive them from their homes. For NPR News, I'm Duwali Saikautau in Narathiwat, Thailand.